Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is all part of a giant winter storm that is stretching across the country, about 2,000 miles worth of winter storm. They say the extreme cold weather in Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota are causing the trees to blow up.
Hey, don't forget North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And North Dakota.
Exploding trees up there, too. Yeah, they
You're probably familiar, since Katie is from North Dakota, with the cryoseismic booming.
Well, yeah. I mean, it happens when the bark strips from the tree, but it makes a really loud sound. So that's why everyone thinks that it explodes. But yeah, it happens when it gets that cold up there. So
they're like, oh, the cryoseismic booming has happened again.
Oh, yeah, there. Watch out for that booming.
It sounds like a great name of like a club downtown, doesn't it? Yo, where you guys want to go tonight? Oh, cryoseismic booming!
You know where those trees explode.
Yeah, so essentially when the sap and all the moisture inside the tree freezes at an extremely quick rate, boom, and it expands, and then, yeah, like Katie said, blows the bark off it. And you get the booming. That's exciting to me. I like that.
Well,
neat.
You got to be outside to see it. And again, it's cold out there.
Shrapnel! It's in my eye!
So cold.
What else is going on? I can't even tell you the amount of people that texted me yesterday and said, Jer, the He-Man trailer's out.
Yes.
It's even in the news this morning. Like,
absolutely.
Everyone's talking about this goofy He-Man movie. Backstory on me, I grew up absolutely loving He-Man. That was my toy, you know, growing up. And now as a grown-ass adult, I still collect He-Man toys, vintage ones, new ones that keep coming out. So I'm a He-Man monster. I really love my He-Man. So to see this movie finally coming out, we've been waiting a long time, us in the He-Man universe.
Yes, the masters.
For this movie to come out, we're pretty stoked. And it was so funny to me yesterday to see all the nerds dissecting the trailer. And it's no different than Marvel nerds or Star Wars nerds. Like, the amount of stills from the trailer, still shots, dissecting Easter eggs in it, and this might be that character, and, oh, this might be that location, and, oh, this is going to lead to something else.
Well, and I saw it, too, and I told you, they made Skeletor look awesome.
He's like, money.
Whatever they did for
on
Skeletor,
point.
That was so perfect. But when I watched it, I was like, I didn't see She-Ra, and so I like
right
asked
for a
you
sequel.
First thing, I was like, is she even going to be in it?
Probably.
And then that little guy who floats around, he's like in purple.
Orko.
And he's so cute. Yeah, I love him. He's like my favorite.
Orko is like He-Man's sidekick.
Yeah.
And boy, listen to us, nerd. I'm so sorry.
So cute, though.
That was
the big
stink online, is there was no images of Orko.
Oh,
everyone's flipping
you
don't know out.
Yet.
Everyone's flipping out that there might be no Orko. Yeah, this is a big talk in my chat groups, guys. In my master's chat groups.
How many hours did you dissect that?
Where's Orko? One guy thinks he found an image of Orko, and it was like zoomed in so much it was all pixely.
Yeah, right.
And everyone's like, whatever, they're wrong.
It's like trying to find Bigfoot, right? That's Orko, I promise.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I did yesterday. And yes, I did cry. I cried when
it's
I watched
cute.
The trailer.
I like that you like it so much.
I know.
Oh, it's very special to me.
Yeah.
It's all I got anymore.
Yeah.
Anything else I want to tell you? Katie, this will probably hit home for you. Were you a Doc Martens girl?
Oh, yes. In all the styles. Like, that was the thing.
Yeah.
You know, your mama wears combat boots. That was that whole stage.
Doc Martens was a thing for 90s kids, right? They have now officially teamed up with Metallica. Or as your old aunt calls them, Metallica. Metallica and Doc Martens have joined forces. They're coming out with 8 different designs. No, check that. The 8-eye boot. Oh, the 8-eye boot with the holes. So it's 2 editions of the 8-eye boots coming out from Metallica. Features artwork from some of their 80s and 90s albums all over the boots. I'm going to tell you right now, they look rad.
Immediately, I know people who will do a lot of things to get their hands on those
I kind of want them. That is so not me.
Yeah. But
Skulls
like,
and Flames?
Metallica. You're talking the boots that are so synonymous with Doc Martin with the yellow thread, right? That's what
makes
them
Doc. Did you say
synonymous?
What was that? Synonymous.
Synonymous. There we go.
Synonymous.
Synonymous.
I think you guys just heard me wrong. But anyway, the thread is what it makes it so distinguishable,
that
right?
Yellow, around the face.
And so with Metallica drawings, I'm about it.
They look tough. They look really, really good. So I might get my hands on some of those.
get back into my goth phase. All right, do we have any sports stuff?
We do, with the Broncos game soon approaching. It's so funny to see how drastically the ticket prices have changed over the last couple days. Right after it was announced that Bo Nix got injured, ticket prices went from about $957 a pop to $421 because automatically Broncos fans were like, oh no, we're not going to do anything. This is so bad. And then it comes out that Jarrett Stidham's the backup QB and everybody gets excited again. And now they're back up at around $600, $700 a pop now, which is so funny to me because it's so like what we all experienced together on Saturday was the high of winning, ticket prices skyrocket.
Yeah.
We all find out that Bo's hurt and done for the season. We all get so depressed, ticket prices fall. Now we're kind of gradually rising of like, yeah, Stiddy's not too bad. We could do this, you know, Stiddy up, all that stuff. The hype is coming back. So right now they're sitting at about $700 around there. And it's so funny to add on top of that, people have come out and said that the emotional distress that these Bronco games have put on them is actually causing like physical heart palpitations and physical effects to your own body of the gradual heart rise as the game went on into overtime and things like that. And people are coming out and saying sometimes they can't even watch the game.
Yeah.
And it reminded me, Jeremy, of Nicole.
Yeah.
How
she could not even watch the kick.
No, that's it. Like,
it's so funny how we had a couple years ago the Nuggets winning and the Avalanche winning. And I think there's a bit of a difference because those are 7-game series.
Yes.
So if you lose a game, it's not the end of the world unless it's game 7.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's funny how Broncos are, you know, it's win or done, win or go home, win or go to Cancun and things like that. And it's so funny how many people are coming out and being like, it's physically changing me. I'm not able to do this. I can't eat or drink. And then on top of that, if they lose, they say the heartbreak lasts longer than an actual breakup.
Yeah.
No. We love our Broncos.
That's
why
I don't get too involved.
But that's the thing. Is
stay even.
Smart man.
Almost every game this season has brought you to like the edge of your seat. Like there's
totally.
Been so many. So that's why I feel like this game coming up on Sunday, we have such a good chance because we have been playing from behind all year.
Well, yeah, and I will say, no, seriously.
And
I will say I got to talk to Jarrett Stidham yesterday, and my confidence rose. So
okay.
I'm excited.
Yay,
we'll see you on Sunday.
What else is going on locally?
Hey, again, super cold. So part of things that are being closed today, the Denver Zoo, okay? Just a heads up because the animals get cold too. So to protect them from the frigid temps, most of our animals need to remain indoor habitats, they say, for their safety and comfort. And they hope everyone is staying safe and warm out there as well.
They don't bring in the polar bears, though,
do they? I know, right?
This is their Super Bowl.
They're like, this is summer for us. Okay, did you see last night a drunk driver drove into Greeley High School?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Greeley Police Department said about 9 o'clock last night, officers had to respond to reports of a vehicle that drove right through University High School there in Greeley, all the way through the corridors, and then hit some lockers in the back. So they arrested the guy, obviously, and they're still dealing with all of that. But there wasn't any word today on whether they were going to have school. I'm wondering if somebody can text in and tell us because the structural
integrity, right?
Yeah, the high school, they need to make sure it's okay for
it's
the kids
drafty
to be
too.
In
it's
there.
It's a good day to have a lesson on drunk driving
exactly.
for the high school kids.
And nobody was hurt, thankfully. All the school activities were done for the day when this happened. What a crazy scene. And the pictures
Scary.
Online are insane.
Because
I mean,
school wasn't full, you know?
Exactly. Like, this could have been a lot worse. But again, thankfully, everybody's okay. But drunk driver in Greeley High School. Who knew? Hey, Bass Pro Shops, they're going to be opening another location in Colorado.
I love the Bass Pro.
Yes, they're now hiring for their new 130-square-foot outdoor world store in Loveland. So this one's going to be near Larimer County Fairgrounds, so up by that Blue Arena.
Yeah.
It's expected to open later this year. So, yay, I love Bass Pro Shops.
I might go get a job.
Oh, yeah, really?
I might get an afternoon job up there.
You kind of
leave here by 10. Get up there.
Another job. Okay.
Yeah, I might get another job.
I thought you were like,
just for the discounts.
No.
I'm going to come to work in full camo.
I know a lot of people who do that for the discount because, one, it's like their favorite place in the whole world. So they get to spend their free time at Bass Pro Shop.
Yep.
And then they get a discount. Like, that's genius if you're looking for retirement. There you go. And then I have one more.
Are they still having people jump in the fish tanks there? That was a thing going around for a while.
I remember when people were jumping in the fish tanks. Hopefully they've stopped that, though. Like, I can't
see any good. It's a new christening. They have to do it for the new Bass Pro Shops.
I can't see any good come from that. Like, what are you looking for? I do have one more great story, though, because this is coming from Denver Parks and Rec, and they are going to have paddle boats at City Park and Wash Park Yes.
I love a good paddle.
Not just a paddle boat, though. They're going to look like a dragon, a swan, and a rubber duck. Oh, my. They look so neat. So you can rent them. It's been in the works for quite some time, I guess. Denver Parks and Rec has been working on this addition to their Wash Park and City Park area. But, yeah, nice. You can rent them. They're being stored right now, obviously, during the off season. But come spring, summer, they're going to hit the water.
Yeah, paddle away.
Cool. All for that dragon.
Paddle
I cannot
crazy.
Wait. But I want to go there. So there
that
you go.
That is good news.
That's what we got.
Hey, listen, I got a couple minutes. And since Josh brought up the Broncos, I think it's our last day pretty much to squeeze in my Stiddy Up
song. What are you
song.
Talking about? We have a whole nother game to get ready for.
For
right?
us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today.
Today.
It's our last day to play Stiddy Up,
Yay.
Though. For me.
Till next week.
Week.
Yeah.
For this week.
There
Yay.
We go.
No, I don't want to play it next week.
You have to
come
play
on.
It.
Really?
Yeah.
You think this song's good luck?
We'll
people
see.
Are gonna be, people will be sick of it. They're like, no more Stiddy Up, please.